I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. When Massachusetts State Senator Jack Hart announced his resignation in January, he left some big shoes to fill. The seat's been a South Boston bastion for years. Last week, we spoke with State Representative Linda Dorsina-Forey, a Democrat from Dorchester who is running for the state Senate seat left vacant by Jack Hart. And you can find our interview with her on our website, wgbhnews.org/BPR. But right now, South Boston Democrat Nick Collins joins me in the studio. He's currently a state representative, and earlier this month, he announced his candidacy for the first Suffolk District Senate seat, or the seat left empty by Jack Hart. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative Collins.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a piece of South Boston right now that you represent as a representative, but this would be a much bigger area for you to represent.
That's
Why
right.
do you want the job?
Well, about my district, I represent all of South Boston and some parts of Dorchester now. But I think that I'm the best candidate to represent this district because I have a record of delivering results for my district at the State House on the legislative side, on the budget side. I actually worked in Senator Hart's office for a period of time prior to becoming a state representative, so I do have experience in the Senate. But I grew up in this district. I grew up in the baseball fields, the Fields Corner, on the hockey rinks, the Divine Rink in Dorchester. And it's a place I'm very comfortable with, the neighborhoods of Dorchester, Mattapan, and Hyde Park. In my time as an elected official, I have a record of building bridges across these different communities with Carlos Enriquez and Gloria Fox around Evacuation Day. We have quite a nice event where we have an event in South Boston, then we head over to Roxbury Fort Hill where Gloria hosts something, and Carlos at the Shirley Eustace House right down the street. Working with Linda, actually, and Russell Holmes on the school.
Well, actually, she mentioned that last week. And so my question was to you is, how do you, because she said, listen, we work together, we're very good friends.
Yeah.
How do you distinguish yourself in this race? I mean, why are you uniquely qualified?
Well, I think I'm uniquely qualified, again, because of my ability to get things done. Let's say, for instance, the budget on public health issues. Substance abuse and recovery programs, community health centers. I was a leader in the budget, particularly in last legislative session on public safety issues. I think something that helps me separate is my leadership in crisis. Last year, we had a crisis situation in South Boston where there was a rampant drug abuse and some murders around that activity. And what I did was working with the city, the state and the federal government officials pulled together, a task force to strike at this. It was the DEA, the state police, and the city, and really have done a great job in and around this issue, and not just on the streets, but in and around the train stations, which have become a hotbed. Prior to taking office, the Gander Station had one of the highest crime rates in out of all the trains in the state, and we've seen a dramatic decrease. And just this weekend, there's a snow emergency that affected people's lives, and with a lot of public safety issues going on. And what I did Friday was I reached out to the entire First Suffolk District with a call and let them know, what their what to expect and what their resources were. We created a website with all those resources and kept them up to date along the way as things were changing. Working with the city on that. So, I've shown leadership in a crisis situation. It's a district that, no matter what part of it, is bound to have some crises, particularly around public safety issues. In every corner, there seems to be, an issue, at least each part of the year. There's an issue in Dorchester and South Boston and Mattapan. So I've been preparing myself to deal with that as a legislator. I have a record of doing that. But also I take political risks when I think it's the right thing to do. Elizabeth Warren wasn't as popular in my district at the beginning of the campaign. I stood with her from the beginning of her race at Andrew Station to the end of her race at Broadway Station, and we were able to convince a lot of people that she was the right candidate for us in our district. So, I have a record of doing that, standing up for what's right, even if it's not popular at the time. So,
a lot of attention has been paid to this race. I think that may not have come if it weren't for the fact that people are talking about, this may be for the first time, because there are other candidates in this race, sure, that someone not from South Boston wins. Now, you are, so do you consider yourself the last best hope for this district to be represented by someone from South Boston?
Well, I think that the best candidate's going to win, and I think that at the end of the day, the voters will decide that. And no matter what the race is, I don't think it's about South Boston. I don't think it's about Dorchester or Mattapan or High Park. I think it's about all of them. And it's about issues that I think affect people and that are affecting people, like the schools. I sit on the board of Up Academy in Boston, which is a turnaround school, mainly serves children from Dorchester, Mattapan, South Boston, and a part of Hyde Park that are all in the same school zone, that have given kids now an opportunity at, we're in some of the highest scores in the state in terms of a jump. And we're doing that with the Marshall School, which has been a school that has had a difficult history as of late. And, despite some great work by the leadership there, and I think it's a school that the city has seen they wanted to focus on, and that we'll be working on that turnaround. So I think that, the way I distinguish myself is by my record and by the case I'm going to make out in the street corners, out on the doorsteps, and, and the way we can communicate throughout this campaign, how I think that I can best represent this district. And I'll do what I did in my own district now across the entire First Suffolk. So I think that's the case I'm going to be making, and I think that's how I distinguish myself. Again, a record of building bridges across this entire district with community leaders, a record of leadership in crisis, and a record of effective a budget and legislative advocacy at the State House.
I'm talking with Representative Nick Collins. He is in the race for the First District, which was once the seat that was held by Jack Hart, who resigned to take a job at a law firm. Okay, so what is the case you make on the street? Because it's really very short, this special election.
Yes.
It's like, a blink and it's gone. So, there's only so much that you can get through to people in this short period of time if folks don't already know you. So what's your main point?
Well, my main point is if they're looking for someone who can get things done at the State House and understands every neighborhood, has a record of building bridges, when it comes to public health.
Let's stop on that building bridges because, people are really mad at Congress right now. So is there an example you can give of having built a bridge when all around us as we look at legislatures and we just dump you in the same category? None of you people are talking to each other.
Sure. Well, I'll give you a specific issue. We had a prescription drug bill that had passed in the Senate last session. It was dead in the House. Working with Liz Malia from Jamaica Plain, we organized a coalition of 49 legislators in the House to bring that bill back to life, which was making mandatory prescription drugs. People who have the ability to prescribe painkillers to have this up on a database that is managed by the Department of Public Health, making this mandatory. Prior to that, it was involuntary. It was voluntary, so it was 1,600 folks, now 40,000. So we got 50 legislators, Republican and Democrat, from across the Commonwealth on a letter urging leadership to pass it. We passed it at midnight on the last day of session, and I had a lot to do with that. So I'm proud of that record, and that's the record I'll bring to the streets of Boston.
All right. That's State Representative Nick Collins. He says he gets things done. He's a South Boston Democrat running for the state Senate seat left vacant by Jack Hart. You have now another person running in the race, South Boston blogger. We'll have her on as well. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. I'm Callie Crossley. Our show is a production of WGBH Radio. Have a great afternoon.